Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on this sensational Sunday morning.
Hallelujah. I'm Harold Herring and that's my super fine wife, Beth.
Yes, and I want to, one of my favorite scriptures is today. I have too many favorites, but it's Isaiah 26:3. I love it in the Classic Amplified also, but this is, says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you."
That's a great word, babe.
It is. I like the Classic Amplified where it says, "When your mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on him." Anyway.
Today's teaching is entitled, "The Greatest Mathematician I Ever Met." Now, who's the greatest mathematician you've ever met or you've known about? Is it your high school or college algebra teacher? Maybe it was Albert Einstein before he died in 1955 at the age of 76. By the way, Einstein didn't learn to tie his shoes until he was 4 years old. And a teacher once told Einstein's father, quote, "It doesn't matter what he does, he'll never amount to anything."
There you go, worldly thinking.
Perhaps there was some Nobel Prize winner who teaches at a university or in your city. But the ultimate, the greatest mathematician we've ever met is Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
Amen.
He understands addition, but he's the greatest at multiplication.
Amen.
Genesis 1:28. "And bless them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." The word multiply is the Hebrew word H7235. And it means be or become great, become many, become numerous, multiply of people, animals, or things, make great, and do much. The very first thing God told Adam wasn't to go to church, read his Bible, visit the sick. No, the very first thing he told him was to multiply. That word is translated 226 times in the King James Version of the Bible. It's significant to note that 74 times it's translated as multiply, 40 times as increase, 29 times as much, 24 times as many, and 8 times as more. God used the word multiply in regard to animals populating the earth with man through Seth and Enos. However, it's clear to me that God isn't just talking about the population when he says multiply. Genesis 17:2, God says, "And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly." Now, you got to love Genesis 22:17, which says, "That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, as the sand upon which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies." God wants to multiply everything. Your silver, your gold, your investments, real estate, all that you have. That's pretty clear in Deuteronomy 8:13, which says, "When thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied." The scripture says that multiplication is involved in acquisition and possession of all that God has planned for you. Deuteronomy 8:1. "All the commandments which I command thee this day, you shall observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers."
God wants to literally promote us. I mean, he didn't bring us here to fall down and fail. He brought us here to multiply our success beyond that which our family members who have gone before us. Deuteronomy 30 verse 5 says, And the Lord thy God will bring thee into a land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. We want our children to do better than what we did.
Yes.
And then the succeeding generation after that and the succeeding generation after that. That's what we want. God wants to multiply the length of your life through his wisdom, which is the word, knowledge of his word, and multiply the number of days that you have on planet Earth. Proverbs 9:11. Interesting that it should be 9:11. In the New Living Translation says this: wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. Think of that. People think of 9/11 as a negative. No, 9/11 is meant to be a positive. The enemy uses it for negative.
That's it.
When we live out God's word by obeying his commands, then God will bless and multiply us no matter where we're living. There are some folks who believe God can only bless or multiply them in certain locations. Or the bottom line is, if you are where God wants you to be, you know, the truth of the matter is, even if you're not where you want to be right now, God can get you there. He can bless you because you're following his divine directives. He's not wringing his hands going, I didn't know they were going to end up there. He knows everything that's happening to us. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 16, it says, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. You know, in the going to it doesn't mean you're there yet. It means you're going to it. You are traveling through. You're going to get where God wants you to go. The Greek word for multiply is G4129, and it means to increase, to multiply. Acts 9, verse 31 gives us a secret to church growth. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied.
Wow.
The Message Bible translation of Acts 9:31 says it this way: things calmed down after that, and the church had smooth sailing for a while. All over the country, Judea, Samaria, Galilee, the church grew. They were permeated with a deep sense of reverence for God. The Holy Spirit was with them, strengthening them. They prospered wonderfully. You know, as we are obedient to God's principles and precepts, understanding more and more, multiplication takes place throughout his word. Let's look at Acts 9:24. It says, but the word of God grew and multiplied. My Message Bible translation of Acts 9:24 says it this way: meanwhile, the ministry of God's word grew by leaps and bounds. Have you been experiencing turbulence in your life, tossed around, feeling like you're tossed around to and fro by storms and the adversities of what's going on right now in your everyday living? Not only can you have peace in your daily life, remember the do not fear scripture we read this morning? Not only can you have peace, but your peace can be multiplied to you. You can delight in the words of 2 Peter 1, verse 2. 2 Peter 1, verse 2 says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The Classic Amplified version of 2 Peter 1, 4 says, may grace, God's favor and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts, be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
Honey, not only will God multiply wisdom, grace, favor, and peace to us, he'll give us seed to sow, then multiply.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 9:10, Classic Amplified. When God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for the eating, will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. Hebrews 6:14 saying, surely I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. As we've mentioned several times in this teaching, God is serious about multiplying our blessings when we're obedient to his instruction. In Genesis 26, the people were experiencing economic famine, hard times. People were fleeing the land and heading to Egypt. But God told Isaac to stay put. His obedience brought forth immediate manifestation. Genesis 26:12. Then Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. And that's what I call serious multiplication of a seed that's sown in obedience. You sow a dollar, and you get $100 in return. I'm not making this up. We're not. Consider the words of Mark 10:30. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sister and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. Not only does God want to bring multiplication into our life, he wants us to experience manifestation now. Genesis 26:12 says Isaac received 100-fold return in the same year. Mark 10:30 says that he can receive the 100-fold return now in this time. From the scripture, it's very clear. The greatest mathematician you'll ever meet is ready to bring immediate multiplication into our lives. But we've got to take the first step. Isn't this a good time to do that?
It sure is on this sensational Sunday.
And it's also a good time to join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Amen.
For Sunday night.
Sunday, Rich Thoughts TV.
Right.
On Sunday night.
Hallelujah. You can do it three ways. You can go to YouTube and search for Rich Thoughts TV online. You can go to Savior Connect, SavorConnect.com. You can go to Facebook at Brother Harold, and you can go to HaroldHerring.com and click the button that says
Join Harold and Bev
Sunday night.
Amen.
I love it. I love teaching with you.
I love teaching with you. We're looking forward to hearing from you too tonight. Hallelujah. So join us.
And until tonight, every morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.